Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Masks are back. The Oregon Health Authority and the CDC have revised their guidance, strongly urging indoor mask wearing for everyone, regardless of your vaccination status. Experts say masking up is the best way to fight the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. The big issue is that people don't know who is and is not vaccinated while out in public. And even those who are vaccinated can still transmit coronavirus to others, oftentimes without experiencing symptoms. With the virus spreading quickly and the pace of vaccinations at a crawl, state health officials have not yet said whether the recommendations could once again become an order if cases continue to surge. The Oregon Health Authority reported more than 1,000 new COVID cases yesterday as officials announced the new mask recommendations. Right now, 259 Oregonians are hospitalized with severe symptoms. 77 of those patients are in ICU beds. Experts say the vast majority of new COVID patients are unvaccinated. Masks are also back at the White House. President Biden says he's now considering a COVID-19 vaccination or testing mandate for federal employees. Several private businesses, plus some state and local governments, are already beginning to apply these requirements to their workforces. In a statement, Biden says he'll address the nation tomorrow with the next steps to get more people vaccinated. Portland police are dealing with continued gun violence in the city. We're tracking at least 5 shootings this week under investigation right now. Police say 3 happened in Southeast Portland, 1 happened in Northeast Portland. Gresham police are also searching for a shooter. Investigators say several people were hurt in these shootings, but all were treated at local hospitals and all are expected to be okay. Crews say rainfall in southern Oregon has helped them fight the bootleg fire in Klamath County. Crews say it's still extremely dry to the northeast. More than 645 square miles have burned. It's about 53% contained. 161 homes, 247 structures, and 342 cars have been destroyed, and those numbers are expected to increase. Gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from the final individual all-around competition at the Olympic Games in order to focus on her mental health. USA Gymnastics released a statement saying, quote, "We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows, yet again, why she is a role model for so many," end quote. Biles could still compete in next week's individual event finals. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.